Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from Redmond. We're in Building 20 where the Channel 9 studios are, but we're not in the studio because I love just being out and about. How you doing, my friend?
Very good, thanks.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
So my name's Stuart Leakes. I'm a technical evangelist for the Corp team based out of the UK.
Oh, is that why you have the fun accent?
The fun accent, eh?
There you go. So what do you want to talk about today, bud?
So today I've got some stuff to go through with PowerShell.
Let's do it.
So, been spending a lot of time doing Azure. Mm-hmm. There's this thing that might take off called cloud computing.
Might.
And when you work with the Azure commandlets, they're pretty long. Mm-hmm. The commandlet names, there's a lot to type before tab completion can kick in.
And before we start talking about, you're talking about the commandlets for PowerShell for Azure are tools to help you do Azure things easier from the command line with PowerShell.
Yep. Okay. Scripting, automation, those kind of things. Okay. So, a classic one that we've got here is the get Azure RM resource group.
Okay.
So if you wanted to type this, you're going to type get dash Azure RM. Uh-huh. And then anything you type can be used to disambiguate for tab completion.
So I see. So
you've
got
a lot of preamble before you're going to get any help, which is kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Your typing's like mine and pretty ropey, then that's doubly painful. And I've been doing quite a bit with the cross-plat CLI for Azure, working with that in Bash and things. And then kind of coming back to PowerShell, you kind of notice the differences a little bit, because the CLI, you put spaces between stuff, so the tab completions naturally scope.
Sure.
So this kind of just jarred a little bit. And then I suddenly realized that this is a problem that someone else has solved already. So if you think about, take Visual Studio. Mm-hmm. If you want to navigate code, you've got nice long class names, because we use descriptive names for things.
Sure.
We can use the initial capitals to identify classes. So if you're navigating with the tools in Visual Studio, you can use the capital letters and filter down. So you know, if you had my super duper controller, you can use MSDC,
and that finds
that, and it's a quicker way to do it. So I kind of went, well, for this, wouldn't it be nice if I could use the ARRG as a way to find this? So we can do exactly that. So we can do get ARRG. Tab and boom you go. So I put together a little module that allows you to do this called Posh Hump Completion.
Okay.
And a couple of people I talked to went, oh, that's interesting, how did you do it? So that's kind of where we're going to go today, just kind of looking under the hood of PowerShell.
Literally, that was the question in my head. How did you do that? Let's see.
So if we take a look at this, so you can create functions in PowerShell. So if we create a function here called tab expansion, then that's where the magic begins.
Mm-hmm.
So PowerShell has this tab expansion function. And if you come in and override it, then you can start typing things and you can get your tab completion happening. But if I'm trying to complete your name, it's going to be pretty useless because it's not contextual at all. So I've clearly screwed up tab completion in that PowerShell window. So we'll get rid of that and have another one here. So that was just using fixed return values. And you know, if you pass the array back, it deals with cycling through those as you tab.
I see.
But what we really need to do is something that relates to the text that you're typing at the point you hit tab.
So just a couple of questions before you go. So this tab completion function, you execute it or do you put it in the power? Is there like a memory of things, of functions that are going on? So I saw you had to close it to get rid of it.
So that was literally just kind of me defining a function directly inside the console here.
Oh,
normally you'd have it in a PowerShell script or a module and it would get loaded in that way, but I was just typing it, in line in the shell.
Cool.
So I've got, don't want that one. So let's just come into a directory here, and in this directory I've got a little get lorem ipsum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to get me a load of lorem ipsum text, so the classic test text, so all of the stuff that's there.
Sure.
And that's stored in the lorem variable. So we can then take that lorem variable, split it on white space and punctuation, force the case on it, trim off any additional spaces and things, and then we can just do the select unique to say get rid of all the duplicates, and they'll give me a nice sorted list. So we've got the set of words that were in there all sorted and deduped.
So I'm seeing you're getting code in there. How are you getting that code? Is that code that's been saved and you're just pressing up, or how are you getting that?
I've got a little helper app in the background. Typing, because we already established my typing's not that good.
Sure.
So we can do some stuff now. So what we're going to kind of look at here is if you imagine that I just typed L-O, then what I can do is find any words that would match that, because I've got the words that we just saved that we saw a moment ago. I can use the piping in PowerShell to say filter, and question marks are kind of a shorthand for the where, and I can just filter out anything that doesn't start with the text that we're pretending I've typed. So if we come in here, we're seeing the words that start with LO, and if we're typing something else, those are all the words that start with I. So you can start to see how we can combine something with some other body of data that we can complete over.
Right.
And then if we bring that back inside our tab completion function, so taking that exact bit that we had and putting it inside the magically named function, then we've now got arguably one of the best places to write lorem ipsum text here inside of
which is what we all need, right?
So I should probably put this as a module that you can use.
Nice.
But once again, I've messed around a little bit with the tab completion, which isn't great for demos. So let's come back to a fresh console and start coming back to what we originally demoed with the PowerShell commandlets. So with PowerShell, you can query lots of stuff about the PowerShell itself. It's kind of like Reflection in .NET, but it just feels a little bit more closely integrated.
Got it.
I can say, give me the commands. So that's the PowerShell commands that are available. And here, I'm just going to list the first 10 so that it doesn't scroll for forever. So these are all the commandlets that are available, just the top 10 that come out. So we can go and get that. So you can see how that's going to be kind of the seed for moving towards bringing that back in. So I'm just going to create another function because the format for this is the verb dash noun. So we can split that stuff out. And then if we push the output from get command through our new function, then we'll get some a step closer towards what we're looking at. Because what we're going to want to be able to do is take the pieces here and then just use the caps on these.
I see. Because PowerShell traditionally has the verb of what you're going to do, dash, and then what you're going to do it on.
Yeah.
And you're just separating those out like strings right now.
Yep, just doing a bit of basic manipulation on the name and pushing that through. So there's all sorts of stuff. I mean, PowerShell is this amazing toolbox. So we can use regular expressions. So here I'm doing a replace. The C denotes case sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a case sensitive replace on any lowercase character.
You're stripping them all
to
out.
To an null string. So I can take hello world and turn it into the HW that represents. Or if you think back to the example of Azure RM resource group, if I do that, then I can get the ARRG. And it's just a brain dead simple way of collapsing that back down.
I was thinking, like, how is he going to do that search? You're literally just taking
it. It's a one liner. It's just,
boom, it out.
Go. And that, that's the beauty of PowerShell. So we can take that and we can push that back inside the function that originally split the verb and noun piece out. And now when we push the commands through that, we're starting to get much closer to what we're going to need for the tab expansion piece. So we get the verb and then the capitalized pieces of the command name. So just like we did with the lorem ipsum text, if we take exactly what we have there and put that inside a tab expansion function, we can get some good stuff out. So to make the lookups a little bit easier, what I'm going to do is just push that through the group object. So the group object takes the input, and here I'm saying group by the verb property. So that's the the column that's there. That's a property called verb. And if we look at the output of that, we can see in here that we've got all of the verbs sorted down here, and inside of this, we've got the verb hump form command kind of sets. So let's get rid of it.
It's just like a upper level for when you're doing the tab completion kind of thing.
Yep. So it's just really trying to drill down to the scenario we were going for. So clearly here where we had the get ARRG, we can now just index into the hash table for the verb and then do the exact starts with logic that we had previously. And we're getting very, very close. So we can now wrap that straight in a tab expansion function. I've brought in the generation of the hash table in line here just for ease of use. So we can put that in. And there we go. Now you might go, hang on, but you demoed this without having done all the tab expansion before we'd done any of this stuff. So I do actually have the posh hump completion module loaded, but you'll notice there was that pause
while
it's doing it, and that's because we're just using the naive approach that's here.
I see.
So the actual module form of this has a load of caching and background loading and all sort of stuff.
Yeah, because I imagine with that many commands and then doing a two-level thing, you're still going to have a lot of stuff to sort through.
Yeah, so in the package, if you want to get it, let's jump on Wi-Fi quickly. So if you want to get the package, it's up on the PowerShell gallery, which is just an amazing way to get stuff.
Sure.
So you can just do this install module, push on completion, that puts it in, and you have it.
So when you're doing, this is a question, I'm not as good at PowerShell as I need to be. Let's start that first, because I started using PowerShell with Saki to do build stuff, and it was extremely powerful, pretty excited. So when you're actually loading this module in, what is that process? How is it happening? Is there like a bunch of modules that are loaded up when PowerShell starts? How does that work?
You have a PowerShell profile, and you can have multiple of them, and one will be the default that is what gets loaded.
Mm-hmm.
But things like the NuGet Manager console inside mm-hmm. of VS, they have their own profile to bring in the stuff that you need in that context. So it has this notion of kind of environments. So you put in your profile, and boom.
It's just built in there.
It's up and it goes.
That's awesome. So again, the place to go to is the PowerShell gallery, and just install. This is like the NuGet for PowerShell scripts.
You've got it, yeah. and the other thing is, if you want to see more of the source of how it's done, it's all up on GitHub. So you can dig in and see how, you know, there's background loading with PowerShell run spaces, so that you bring it up, and by the time you've typed something and hit tab completion on a background thread, it's already pre-primed the cache so that you don't get any stuff.
That's awesome. And even if you don't, maybe if you don't use this is probably a really good example of how to get started to tab completion type things inside of PowerShell.
Yeah, and there's some fantastic libraries out there for tab completion. I mean, PoshGit is awesome.
And you see, I've interviewed Keith on that, on how he did that too.
So I've done a couple of things. We've got Posh's UCLI that I did, which was heavily inspired by PoshGit.
Sure.
It doesn't do all the prompt manipulation, but kind of just I want a good experience working with
I feel like we're back in the olden days when we just love command line. I actually get things done faster sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, Windows 10 PowerShell, you can go full screen. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We have just seen how to do some cool tab completion with PowerShell. Thank you, Stuart. This is Channel 9.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Seth Juarez. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.